Hi there, I'm Becky Hammond, and this is Isogo TV. Welcome. Wherever you are on your strengths journey, I want to help you take your greatest strengths and apply them to your everyday work and your everyday life. Today, this is episode 5, Strengths as a Language. You know, in my coaching with people in relationships, whether that's husband and wife or colleagues or manager direct report, there's something that comes up over and over that I hear from pretty much everyone. And that is the frustrating things that the other person seems to do. And there's a word picture that I like to use that really makes things clear for me. And it's a really great starting point for these types of conversations. I've seen it. And I'm living it. So let's explore. So this week I started off one of my workshops by asking people, is there anyone who you work with or maybe at home with you who you get frustrated with, who drives you crazy sometimes? You don't understand what they're doing and why they're doing it, and sometimes they look crazy. Right? Of course, you know, everyone's like, yeah. And then we flip that on its head. How many of us can admit that we do things that drive other people crazy, right? The person standing behind the camera, for example, that might be the case, right? Me, I drive other people crazy with some of the things that I do that come naturally to me. And one of the things that I find is most powerful about speaking a language of strengths, about Strengths Finder in particular, is that it kind of keeps those crazies at bay. It puts a language around some of the things that we do that maybe don't make sense to other people. Here's what I mean. So David and I and our growing family at the time spent 3 years living in Japan. And when we first were fresh off the airplane, the only thing that we had to rely on in terms of communicating was this little phrase book. Right? Here is the Lonely Planet phrase book's Japanese phrase book. And so we would open this book and we'd go to, we'd find the right page and say, okay, I want to say thank you, right? So we'd go here and then we'd sound it out. And we'd string these kind of 7 or 8 syllables together. Domo arigatou gozaimashita. And then we'd look up, and then we'd hope that we were getting some sort of response, right? We hope that someone would be like, oh yeah, right? Like, oh, no problem. But we only were able to say that because we had this little book. We had a little translation. You know, it would be kind of like, if we didn't speak a language, we can come across kind of crazy, right? So let's say, kind of for my mostly English-speaking population here, that I say to you, "Nomimono irimasu ka?" And then you look at me kind of crazy, like, I don't know. And then I say, well, maybe if I say it louder and stronger, "Nomimono irimasu ka?" And then, or maybe if I say it over and over and over, they'll start to get it. Nomimono, 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 right? And instead, I am the one that just kind of starts looking a little bit like a loony bin, right? But what if what I'm offering you, nomimono arimasu ka, is my strength? What if it's actually something refreshing? And I'm offering it to you, but you don't understand what I'm saying because you don't speak the same language as I do, right? Because really, nomimono arimasu ka? Nomimono irimasu ka? Is, would you like a drink? Right? So I'm offering you something refreshing. I'm offering you my strength, but you see it as crazy. You don't understand what I'm getting at. And so that's kind of what it's like when we misunderstand people, when we have these frustrating people around us that really are trying to communicate something. They're trying to offer us their strength. And instead, it comes across as this frustrating moment, right? So for example, at work, when somebody is like, you just feel like they're so impatient, like, why won't you sit through a meeting? Why do you just kind of keep jumping into things without a clear plan, Well, maybe from a StrengthsFinder perspective, they have this strengths called activator. These are people that kind of get things going and get things moving. And when it's maybe not used in its mature format, it can come across as frustrating and impatient to people. It can come across as kind of, instead of ready, aim, fire, it can come across as ready, fire, aim. And in some ways, that's where they get their success, because they're willing to take a jump before they know all the details and kind of figure it out as they go. And if you knew that about somebody who you're getting frustrated with because they seem impatient and they won't sit through a meeting, you can start to learn to speak their language and communicate to them in a way that speaks to them. Like, hey, I know that this meeting is gonna be 30 minutes and there are gonna be some action items at the end, I promise. So let's all work together to try to get to those action items, and we would love for you to jump in and take this project and run with it as soon as we all kind of figure out exactly which direction we want to go. How much more of a productive conversation would that be? All because you have your little phrase book, because we can name it. We said activator, and that meant nothing until we were able, the behavior meant nothing until we were able to put that language to it. So, that's one of the beauties of StrengthsFinder, putting those crazies at bay. So let's use this. We all have somebody that maybe is frustrating from time to time in our lives. Think about that. That's the easy part. The hard part now. Separate out that emotional experience from the behavior. So take the emotion out of the behavior. What is it? What behavior is it that is frustrating you? And now, how could that same behavior be used for something great, for the good? And then consider recognizing that person who's driving you crazy for that same behavior and the good that it can bring, without mentioning the frustrating part. So for example, let's say there's somebody that you work with that comes across condescending a lot. When you take the emotion out of it, what does that come from? Maybe it's a sense of confidence. Well, confidence can be used for something good. So recognize that person for the confidence that they bring as a starting point for the conversation about that frustration. And then once you've done that, I would love to hear about it. I wanna learn more about you. So please leave a comment over at isogostrong.com, over on the blog associated with episode 5, or with the YouTube video. I really want the power of strengths to get out to the world, to eliminate hate and strife and unnecessary frustration in the workplace and at home, and to help people get to their ultimate place of unique success. So please share this with your circles, with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, wherever that may be. And if you liked it, head on over to iTunes and put a review there, a positive one, please. And that will help get the word out as well. But really, most of all, I'm just glad that you are here with me today, and I hope that you join me again next week on Isogo TV.